3. Methodology. This research examined whether the health and disability system is upholding disabled people's rights to the highest attainable standard of health. The use of the Disability Rights Promotion International, DRPI methodology, enabled disabled participants, interviewees, to share their experiences directly, identify problems and rights violations, raise public awareness, enhance disabled people's collective identity, and facilitate steps towards achieving social justice. DRPIND. Over a period of 6 months, remote interviews were conducted by trained monitors, disabled researchers, using Zoom or alternative forms of technology, in compliance with COVID-19 physical distancing protocols. Utilizing a maximum variation sampling method of recruitment, Patton 2002, interviewees included disabled people over the age of 18, as well as family members, whānau, or close supporters of people with multiple and complex disabilities. The monitoring research was conducted over two phases. Phase 1 involved consulting with 157 disabled people, in brackets 134 disabled people and 23 family, whānau and close supporters, through online surveys and focus groups where participants were asked what health and well-being violations they would like to see investigated in this monitoring. The findings from Phase 1 were then used to inform the research framework of Phase 2. During Phase 2, 100 interviewees were recruited, including 87 disabled people and 13 family members, whānau, or close supporters of people with multiple and complex disabilities. The interviewees were diverse in terms of their type of disability, including physical disabilities, sensory disabilities, learning disability, and neurodiversity, and psychosocial disabilities, with many identifying as living with multiple disabilities. The sample comprised of 68 female interviewees, 28 male, 4 non-binary, and 1 transmasculine interviewee. 77 interviewees identified as Pākehā, 13 as Māori, 8 as Pacifica, 7 as Asian, 7 as European, 4 as South African, and 1 identified as South American. During the interviews, interviewees were asked about their experiences and interactions with the health and disability support system in order to establish whether those experiences aligned with their rights, as specified in the UNCRPD. Following the interviews, the data was transcribed and coded according to predetermined and emergent themes before each code was assigned relevant subarticles of Article 25 of the UNCRPD. The next section of this report presents a brief overview of the key findings.